Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 11. Till now we were discussing the eight letters, the two opposing ones, like four separate ones, till we got to eight. Now, which basically has a combination of 16 personality types. What we're going to do today is we're going to discuss a shortcut of four basic temperaments, four personality types, each one of them has four, that'll make it easier for us to understand all 16. So there are four core personality types, and based on those four, which we're going to describe in this shiur and the upcoming shiurim, you'll get a picture of the subtypes, and it'll be much easier to understand, because there are four basic ones that are very core similar to one another, and then from there we'll go further. So the idea being is like this: the core difference, according to Kersey and Bates and others, is the SN difference. That's the first key to determine your temperament. So you have an S, which is sensing, and N, which is intuitive. And the reason why that's the core difference is because that's how people gather information on the world, which is the most basic of human differences. Without some understanding of where someone is coming from, communication is very difficult. So therefore, S and N's, they see the world very differently. And that's where we're going to base the core on. So let's talk about N for a second. If you're an intuitive and you're gathering information, it's abstract and conceptual. If you're an N, then the second most important preference, according to Kersey and Bates, is how you prefer to evaluate that data you gathered. Will you gather it objectively through thinking or subjectively through feeling? So therefore, with the N's, the two basic temperaments in the group is NF and NT. And we're going to describe both NF and NT in upcoming shiurim in detail. And then sensors. If you're a sensor, then your gathering information is very concrete, very down to earth, very tactile. For them, the next important preference is not how you evaluate the data, but what you do with it, how you organize them. Do you organize them in an orderly way, which is judging? Or do you continue to take them in and seek more, which is perceiving? So for sensors, the two main temperaments is a SJ and an SP. So we're going to have separate shiurim describing these four basic temperaments: the NF, the NT, and the SJ, and the SP. Now, if you have these four, each one has four types within it, but they have a basic core similarity to one another, these four. So if you understand this, which is going to be not hard to understand, then you're going to get an idea of what we're talking about. So here, to talk about the difference between these four temperaments is as follows. Let's say you have a swimming pool. And so if you're an SP, which is a sensing, perceiving type, if you're a guest in that swimming pool, you'll grab all the pool toys, you'll head straight for the water, and you'll start a new game there. If you're an NF, you'll sit on the lounge chair and talk about life and about people. If you're an NT, you'll dangle your feet in the water and discuss and debate issues and people. If you're SJ, you'll always find work to do. You'll hang up towels. You'll scrub the grill that's there. You'll pull weeds from the garden that's near the pool. So each one basically has their own temperament. Now, when I start describing these things, you're going to see in yourself or in other people this type of concept. And that'll give you a clearer idea of how things work. So today we're going to start with the SP. What is an SP temperament? S is concrete and P is perceiving. They choose action-oriented things. They're practical and realistic, which is the S, and they bring a spontaneity and flexibility, which is the P. And they are very practical. They have great problem-solving skills in hands-on tasks. They're very resourceful. And in management, they are, when they're in crisis, they thrive. They're able to solve crisis situations. They live in the moment. And the idea being like this. SPs need to be free. They don't like being tied down or bound or confined or obligated. They don't wait or save or store or prepare or live for tomorrow. That's generally not their way. Today, they work on today, on the moment, what must be enjoyed today, and their actions of today. And for SPs, in essence, they are the more impulsive types. They want to be impulsive. When they're impulsive, they feel alive. They enjoy their impulses. Again, it could be channeled in the right way. We'll talk about that. They enjoy feeling those impulses. They love setting off explosions with it. They feel even guilty if they don't have impulses. They don't feel alive. That doesn't mean that SPs don't have goals. They do have goals. And they have morals. They do have morals. But basically, the idea is they must do things when they have an urge to do. They need to do things. And when they do an action, it's not a matter of discipline. It's they need to act. They need to do things. It's a function. They hunger for action. They thrive on situations where the outcome is not known. They work their best in crises. They respond quickly and dramatically. They are the ones that are many Hatzalah members or those in 9/11 that rushed into there to save people, the ones that ran to hurricane disaster areas to try to save and help people, rescuing from people from floods, you know, those type of things. Those people who do daring things, stunts, you know, real dangerous things, fighting with a lion, you know, those type of things. So the idea being is that more than action, though, SPs also want to be free to act. They're free spirits. They're free spirits. Now, in our American culture here, it approves of this male SP version that's idealized. For SP female, it's less typically so, although many SPs are indeed women. SPs lend, like they give electricity to their environment and the people around them, and they can be very bored with status quo. Many SPs are diagnosed with ADHD or lack of attention span, but they enjoy randomness. They're basically very impulsive, but they accomplish a great deal in their impulsivity, in their impulses. They must live in the immediate moment. Their language is operational and functional, and no matter how tired or hungry or painful an adventure is, they want to experience that adventure. They'll do everything they can to experience their adventure. There's a famous rock star, his name was Elvis Presley. He was an SP. So this is what he did. He had urges to do whims, and he just did it. So once what happened was, is Elvis Presley, he was a very wealthy guy also. He parked his custom-made Cadillac near a car lot, and he saw a total stranger, a woman, a total stranger, with her head in his car, looking at it like she really wants that car. Elvis Presley asked the woman, "Do you like this car?" And impulsively, he just said, "This one is mine, but I'll buy you one." He took the stranger by the arm, took her to a nearby car lot, told her to pick one. She selected a gold and white model, which listed for $11,500. Those days, it was a fortune. Presley learned it was the woman's birthday, so he handed her the keys to the car, wished her a happy birthday, told his aide to write a check so the woman could buy some clothes to go along with the car. That's an SP impulsivity. used in this case for a kindness, but and SPs are tremendous that way. They could do amazing kindnesses beyond in an impulsive, direct way. They have endurance beyond other types. They could put up with discomfort, deprivation, hunger, fatigue, pain, and show courage in ways that other types could not. Why? Because these people are, other types are goal-oriented. So there has to be a svara, a reason. The other types suffer hardship and discomfort when they work, and then they wonder how much they can stand. SPs don't think about that. They experience what they experience, and they go all out. They enjoy their racers, their surfers, you know, they're process-oriented people. And they are likely to answer the call for whatever needs to happen that time. They can miss romantic nuances, though, that are precious to other types. They do grand gestures. You know, they'll buy dozens of yellow roses out of the blue for their wives. SPs use their sources that are available to them, and they share it with others. They're very generous that way. They live fully, fully in the present. Friends of SPs enjoy their generosity, their good cheer, and they sometimes report that they felt they knew their SP friends very well when first meeting them, but not much later. They're charmed by them, but over a long-term period, unless the SPs work on themselves, they could remain pretty superficial. They don't get excited about complex problems. It's sufficient to know what they think and what they do and what they believe. They're very, very super realistic. So that is an SP. Emotionally healthy SPs are adventurous, good-natured, resilient, optimistic. A lot of them are very artistic and mechanically inclined. They crave independence. They crave autonomy. They enjoy work that involves concrete skills. And they are very optimistic. They're very enthusiastic. They're excellent at, let's say, fundraising. They're excellent at business negotiations. They have unbounded energy, optimism. They're like the energizer bunny that just keeps on going and going and going. Again, they're attracted to activities like Hatzalah, like rescue work, tremendous restless hunger sensation of enjoying activities and physical stimulation that are provided. If you're an SP doctor, for example, you would prefer doing surgeries rather than research. SP young children are constantly touching on the go, sensory input. They love action, excitement. They disregard the danger. And they challenge their parents' patience and nerves sometimes. They're looking for excitement. They enjoy excitement. And chanoich lenar al pi darkoi. SPs can either be extroverted or introverted. Introverted SPs are just as intense and dynamic, but an outsider may seem that it's not so. You have STPs that use their thinking in personal ways. They're good at business and tools and instruments. You have a SFP that's more warm-hearted and oriented. The example of a SFP is somebody, Miriam Mahan talks about someone, Gary Moskowitz, as a 30-year-old. He was a police officer, a frum police officer with a yarmulke and a social worker in New York who founded an organization called the National Association for the Jewish Poor. He devoted all his time helping Jews in whatever way he could, collecting food, clothing for the aged, counseling troubled, troubled children, bringing light to Yiddishkeit to anyone who comes their way. SPs as children could be painfully bored in school. It's torture for them, the regular formal studies. An N may be energized by discussion. An SP feels drained by discussion. They learn best when they're actively participating in competition, in excitements, in performing concrete work, building materials, instruments. Teachers of SPs may be restless. This is why, as much as Liman HaTorah is precious, an SP would have difficulty learning a whole day. They need to be active in doing chesed or using their Torah in a concrete way. To learn how to shecht, to learn, you know, to experience Yiddishkeit instead of just intellectually learning Yiddishkeit. So these are concepts of SP, which we're going to continue to talk about more in the upcoming shiur. So I just want to be Messiah here, something very important. We're going to go through these four basic temperament types. It really is Kedai to think about it, to see whether you have it within you or in your spouse or in your children or people around you. And by understanding these four basic types, when we get to the 16 types individually, it'll come with a great amount of clarity. Bracha v'atzlacha.